RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think we're pushing it a little bit, guys.
Wait, another person I've seen live, though.
You've seen really? Rob Thomas or Carlos Santana?
Carlos Santana.
Okay.
Yeah.
How
both
old?
Goats.
What year was this?
This was a couple years ago, and it was actually the same concert of Earth, Wind, and Fire was playing,
whoa,
too. Yeah. Yeah, it's a little bit of an oldies type feel, but it was awesome. It was awesome.
Hey, that's legendary.
The old soul in me was like,
yeah,
this
I was
going to
say, no judgment here. I saw the Rolling Stones a couple years ago, so I've seen Paul McCartney
awesome.
Three times.
Yeah. It's amazing.
I get it. All right, guys. So let's go back to Patriots and NFL in general, because after us, there's going to be a pretty big game that you can hear here on WEI or watch on NFL Network, and that is Houston Texans at Los Angeles Chargers, which is going to affect AFC playoff seeding. I mentioned earlier, if the Chargers win this game, then Chargers at Broncos next week is for the AFC West. And I think, now, I don't think the Chargers are going to roll over because they're going to have seeding to play for no matter what. But if they have a chance to win that division, I think you want that as a Patriots fan because you want them going all out to beat the Broncos and open up that number one seed for you.
100%. This is a game that Patriot fans should tune in for. Like, keep listening to EEI after this show because that is something that matters for you. And you're in a great spot as a football team when it's towards the end of the season and you're looking around at other teams and what they do impacts sort of where you sit at the top of the conference. Like, it's a good place to be right now. And it's a place that Patriot fans most likely didn't think they would be at this point in the calendar. Like, I think Joe and I were talking before we came on the air here. If you look back at the season predictions for most of the people that cover the team, almost none of them had them doing what they're doing right now. All of us can say, like, we all thought they were going to be somewhere in like the 8 to 10 win range. That is like the optimistic part of media.
I thought 9-8, like just get over 500.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was going to be a pretty big, important step forward.
And you could go even more recent in this year alone when they lost to the Raiders in week one.
Yeah.
Like that feels like an eternity ago now. Oh, yeah. But I remember thinking after that game, you know, the like them being above 500, man, that I don't know. Like, I don't even know if I see that right now.
Not to put our guy Curran on blast, but I remember Tommy Curran coming on Jones and Keefe the like 2 days after that game. And they posed if there was a redraft tomorrow, would you take J.J. McCarthy over Drake May? And he was like, yeah, I'd still take J.J. McCarthy over Drake May. Like, that's just a microcosm of, like, where things were, as you said, after week one. And now none of us saw this coming, where this guy was going to be an MVP candidate heading into the final 2 weeks of the season. It's really, really important, I think, to take a step back and realize, like, how special this is right now for the Patriots. And it doesn't mean that Patriot fans should be satisfied with you know, a first round exit here, or, you know, losing in the divisional round. Like, the opportunities in sports in general, like, windows close really fast. And like, we talked about the Celtics and, you know, whether or not they should bring Tatum back. And but like, the Celtics have a window right now to get as many postseason successes as possible before the Brown Tatum thing inevitably ends before we expect it to. Like, go out and take advantage of that. The Patriots have an opportunity here to make a deep playoff run in a AFC field that is weak, and they have the best quarterback of the mix. So, like, this is a surprise. It came out of nowhere, but now go take advantage of it, because you have no idea if you're going to be in this position again. Think about the Ravens before this season. Everyone was picking them to be in the Super Bowl. They're bringing everyone back. Like, Lamar got hurt, and the season kind of went to crap. The Chiefs, same thing. Like, oh, just pencil the Chiefs back in there. It goes away quick. Like, just because the Patriots were good for 20 years doesn't mean that something like that is going to ever happen again here.
Yeah, and I think it's perfect, Tom, you brought up the Ravens, because they were the team that was top of mind as you were talking in terms of the window element of all this and just trying to take advantage of it. You look at, like, their core now. Derrick Henry's going to be a year older next year. Mark Andrews, he's not that prime tight end anymore. And I have questions about Zay Flowers now, I think, as a number one receiver. I apologize to the BC people listening out there right now.
I am one of them.
Just in terms of the how many kind of big-time fumbles now that there have been for him in spots.
He's obviously fine. It's fine. It's okay. You can say it.
It's great. I mean, I could see Tom just his heart, you know, just like melting away a little bit.
As a BC fan, we like for our guys to have success in the league, but ultimately, you know, it is what it is.
Listen, I've got some Zay Flowers equity. He's on my dynasty team, but
okay.
But the point being, to Tom's point,
our BU guys in the NFL not doing so hot.
No,
right?
No.
Not so much.
It's been the case for like 30 years. But no. I think that there's what makes this year's Patriots team so interesting, and what's about to come up here for New England, is that it is this weird juxtaposition of we have a franchise quarterback. This guy is going to hopefully be with this organization for a very long time, and we know he's an absolute stud. But there are certain years where you have better chances, opportunities than others. And it just so happens for Drake May, there's a golden opportunity possibly here in this second season with no Patrick Mahomes, no Lamar, no Burrow, where the sea is sort of open within the conference here to get a good chance to go to the Super Bowl that might not happen year in and year out. And that's where you hope this team going into this Jets game, not only can they win, but stay healthy too, because luck plays a huge factor. And while I think that they're a Super Bowl contender, I also am worried if the injuries continue to pile up, this could get dangerous for this group in the playoffs. Because think of the Lions last year. I mean, all year they were a juggernaut, and then their defense completely got decimated, and then they got killed by Washington in the divisional round.
So one thing I keep thinking about here, and I think it's come back to my mind a couple times today, because we've kind of touched on every other sports trade deadline. Like, talked about the Red Sox, how they usually don't do enough, and we talked about what the Bruins might do or what the Celtics could do. Does the fact that the Patriots do have this opportunity and this window and this opportunity, the chance to win right now, I can't help but feel like it kind of makes it more frustrating that they really didn't do anything at this trade deadline. In fact, they traded away two depth pieces. We got a text earlier, and I'm not going to be able to scroll back and find it now, but it was along the lines of like, are the Patriots deep enough to make a Super Bowl run? And with these injuries piling up, it's a fair question. And it's like, why didn't they add more depth somewhere, anywhere at the deadline?
Yeah, it's curious. And at the time it was curious, and now with hindsight it's even more curious, especially like you said, they gave up depth pieces. All this roster has done since the spring has subtract, right? Like, they've gotten rid of guys that were sort of staples of that late Belichick era. And I think a lot of that had to do with Vrabel really wanting to set a new culture in place and have guys that are bought into his system and aren't holdovers to whatever the Belichick way was towards the end, you know, maybe bad apples, so to speak. And I'm not saying they're bad guys, but it's just sometimes you got to have that change, right? So It is weird. And in the moment, there was like 48 hours of consternation from fans calling into this station, being mad about it. But I think people quickly got over it because it was in the midst of that win streak. But now we can look back and say, man, if they just added a pass rusher, like how different would this thing look right now? Or like, man, if they had been able to get another running back in the mix or get another threat for Drake May on the edge, like there are little pieces here and there. But as we've talked about with all of these leagues, the price tag at the deadline is so high. So I personally feel like the Patriots ultimately did the right thing by not overextending from like a draft capital perspective to bring in someone that may or may not have, you know, messed with the chemistry. Because while I did just go on that diatribe about how you got to take advantage of this window, it is year one of Vrabel. Like they do still need to have those first round picks to continue to build the foundation, because realistically they need another tackle, right? Like Morgan Moses isn't going to be the guy after this year or next year or whatever. They need a guy on the other side of Campbell. They need more help at receiver. They do need, another pass rusher, right? So like you can find those pieces in the draft, and then that helps you way more from a cap perspective moving forward than if you are to make a trade for a big name guy like Max Crosby and then have to figure things out from a roster construction standpoint. So it's tricky. And the trade deadline stuff is always tricky, especially when you have a team that's on a run, young team. Like, do you want to introduce another big personality in that locker room and then have to placate to them? Like, getting buy-in, I think, is really important in football from your best players.
And
you know?
I think next year, especially now that you would have another, like it would be the second year of this Vrabel May pairing. You had made the playoffs the year before, and again, hopefully, it's coming off of a deep run here in the postseason. But I'm very intrigued next year where they go with the draft, knowing that okay, there's still holes to fill. Right. The pass rush part of it, as you talked about, Tom, the receiver element too, like. I'm curious from your guys' perspective where you think if they don't make the Super Bowl, where you think they're going to be held back the most. And I still, especially with the injuries, then the guys that are going to be out here for this Jets game, like the receiver group to me just doesn't scream Super Bowl type receiving group. And there have been quarterbacks that have been able to make it work. And you know, you think of Mahomes with the receiver groups these last
everything
couple years.
Post Tyreek Hill,
yeah, and yes, it does include Travis Kelce, who still can do things at a Hall of Fame level even if he's not at his peak.
Yeah,
but so actually that kind of further proves my point. Like you do have a guy like that when you look back at those Chiefs teams, whereas this Patriots team still doesn't quite have that right now. Like, do you guys think that receiver group's going to hold them back?
It could be. I think there's a couple other things that I might highlight before that, and it's a good topic. We do have to get a break, so I want to get into this more after, though, because, like, yeah, what could stop them? Like, what could we look at and be like, ah, man, like, that's what wasn't good enough? I want to get into that after this break. You can call in, text in, 617-779-7937. David's marathon shift is finally over. So this is Josh on Trending Now.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral. Voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
There's some old soul music.
Have you seen the Eagles?
I have, actually.
Of course you have.
Yeah, it's something in the Garden, like 06, 07, maybe?
Okay. How'd they sound?
Really good.
Yeah.
They were great.
I've heard they still put on a good show.
Yeah, so I haven't seen them post Glenn Frey passing away. So I don't know how that works, but yeah, no, they were really good.
That's always a weird thing to navigate, like replacing a guy in a band. And I like when it can possibly be like the offspring of that person. Like when we were at Boston Calling this past spring, Sublime's lead singer is the son of the former lead singer. Sounds exactly like him, and that band still sounds fantastic. So I maybe there's something to that, but that's my preference. Like, if a guy's going to die in a band, replace him with their son or daughter.
I always get a kick out of listening to the Eagles because I do like the Eagles, but also my favorite movie is The Big Lebowski.
Oh, yeah.
And you remember the famous great scene where he's in the back seat and he goes, oh, I just hate the Eagles. And iconic moment.
Yeah. All right. So we want to get into what could stop this Patriots team. But before we do, I have a little bit of trivia.
Because,
Joe, you brought up Patriots receivers, and this is just something I was looking up. So Stephon Diggs has 76 catches for 869 yards this season. So that's really good, but, like, doesn't blow you away, right?
Yeah.
The 869 receiving yards, most by any Patriots receiver, since when?
Ooh.
07?
Trying to think. Wow. And, like, not tight end, right?
You can include tight ends.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good distinction. I'll go 2011, then.
I'm going to go, I feel like I'm trying to remember if that 2021 team that made it to the playoffs had anybody. So the number was
869.
You know what? I'm going to go 2018.
Yeah, I'm saying 2011 Gronk, and the key second number there, 69.
Good. Joe, you're very close. It's 2019.
Okay.
Julian Edelman's last 1,000-yard season.
Wow.
He had 1,100 yards that year.
Yeah.
And then here's a second one, just because I was going through each of these. So 2023, that's just 2 years ago. We all remember that, right? Who led the Patriots in receptions in 2023?
You're saying it in a way where it would be a surprising name, so I'm trying to think of a surprising player for that.
I want to, like, the guess that comes to the forefront of my mind is DeMario Douglas, but I don't think that's right.
Is it, like, Devontae Parker?
No one knows. So DeMario Douglas, good guess. He was second
with
49 receptions that year. Devontae Parker was sixth with 33.
Okay.
The Patriot who led the team in receptions with 51 that season was Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh, wow. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, I forgot. He was a nice player here. Like,
I
don't think people expected him to be as good, in quotes, as he was here. Like, it was sort of like, oh, my God, they signed Ezekiel Elliott. He's washed. And he ended up being one of their best players that season.
Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, that was just 2 years ago. Like, the state of the Patriots receiving room was so bad that Ezekiel Elliott was your leader in reception.
Wow. I really had for a minute forgotten he was on the Patriots. I'm going to be fully honest. Like, yeah. I had forgotten he was on the Patriots.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
When I came across that, I remember him being a Patriot, but like, never in a million years would I have thought he led the team in reception.
That's
insane. They've come a long way.
Don't remember him being that involved at all.
You know whose name I don't think we've said once on this show, and we've been talking here for like 3.5 hours? Gerard Mayo, too. Like, we've talked about Belichick a time.
Do we have to talk about
No, we don't have to. No, we don't. We definitely don't. I mean, but again, it's just like how much has changed.
What are you doing, Joe? We want people to listen.
Trying to get the people riled up. That's our job.
What a season that was, man. Yikes.
Okay, so I think the receiving core, if guys come back healthy, I think it'd be good enough because I do really like what Stephon Diggs has brought this year. I trust Hunter Henry as a tight end. DeMario Douglas has been solid. Kayshon Booty's had stretches. Mac Hollins, again, you got to get him back healthy. He's out this week. But we talked yesterday about how he's really emerged kind of as into the Drake May circle of trust. Like, mm-hmm. We talked for years about the Tom Brady circle of trust. It's like Mac Hollins with some of his target shares the last month or so, 10, 9, 8 target type of games has clearly emerged into that. So I think that can be good enough when you have a quarterback as good as Drake May. The things that would worry me would be both the running game and stopping the run. So the running game has been much better. Trevion Henderson hitting some home runs. Ramondre Stevenson in a slightly reduced role has been more efficient. But Joe, you brought this up earlier, like the EPA per play when they're running the ball, still on the whole not very good, near the bottom of the league. And defensively, they started the season strong. They had that streak of no one's rushing for 50 yards against them. Well, the last month it's really fallen off, and again, there's injured guys who can affect that. But I think both of those things, it's like if your defense can't get off the field and the other team's just controlling time possession, that can kill you in a playoff game because it just wears you down. And also, if you can't run the ball effectively when you need to, pick up some first downs, take time off the clock, like that's the kind of thing that can also leave the door open and your opponents, Josh Allen gets to get on the field more because you can't run the ball and kill some clock.
Yeah, I think this goes back to what we talked about last segment where they didn't do enough at the deadline. Running back depth, I think, could ultimately be something that really hurts them if Ramondre and Trevion aren't able to stay healthy throughout the course of the postseason. Because if one of those two goes down, the other one becomes far less effective. And the fact that you have Trevion having the ability to be in the role that he's in, where it's more of that home run hitter, 10 to 15 touches a game type of player, and Ramondre being the guy where he can be more in like the low 20s, maybe high teens type of touches guy. That's where I think the team is in a sweet spot. You lose one of those two guys, and then you have to have a guy like D'Ernest Johnson step up, or it's just their depth there, or lack of depth, I should say, is the thing that I think could sink the offense most. At receiver, like you spelled out, Scott, I think it's kind of rounded into form into almost being one of their more reliable units, shockingly, given the Ezekiel Elliott stat that you just read. So on defense, yeah, it's that running game and it's health. I think health at large is the thing that could get in the way of this Patriots team getting to where it ultimately could get to as a Super Bowl threat. And we're seeing it right now. There's 7 guys ruled out for Sunday already. It could be as many as 9 when kickoff gets underway. If this team can't get healthy, they will lose before the Super Bowl. I don't think that Drake May on his own can carry a walking wounded roster, especially one that can't stop the run. They're really going to need to get things healthy here, as healthy as they can at this point, to make a real run.
Yeah, I think they're teetering on the edge of that health part of it, getting to a scary place, you know, going into the postseason. And again, that's where that number one seed would help you out so much, to just get an extra week of rest to then go on, you know, it's hopefully a deep run here for the Patriots in the postseason. But I do think they're kind of teetering on that point where, yeah, you're really starting to test your depth. And again, you're just lucky that this week, coming up tomorrow, you're going to be taking on the Jets, who stink once again. And then you have the Dolphins for that final week. And the Dolphins are always such an interesting team, because for my entire lifetime, they've never been elite. They've been, like, okay at times. But against the Patriots, we all have the memories of them kind of being the spoiler to New England. And we all remember what happened last year of the Brady era, where they end up beating the Patriots in Foxborough to then kick the Patriots out of one of the top two seeds, and then they end up losing in the wild card round. So they could be that spoiler again. But
was that the Gronk back playing defense game? Was that
no? That was 2018. Oh, okay. That was like their last bad loss that year. I think that was they lost down in Miami, miracle in Miami play. Then they lost to the Steelers, and then they ended up ripping off like five straight on their way to winning the Super Bowl.
It was the next year after that, though, that Ryan Fitzpatrick led the Dolphins on a drive at the end of the game to win it.
Yep.
And it was, again, it was so consequential, because the Chiefs won the Super Bowl that year, and they ended up jumping into the number two seed, and the Patriots end up getting the three seed. And, of course, who do they face off in the first round? But Mike Vrabel's Tennessee Titans.
I think any honest Patriots fan at that point in the season knew that Patriots team wasn't going to make a run. Like, I know they started 8-0 that year,
I remember Tom Brady on the stations, and he was the most miserable 8-0 quarterback. And everyone joked about it, but it was like, he just recognized that team had so much work to do.
Absolute fraud record. I mean, they were kind of like the Chiefs of last year, and really, in my opinion, the Broncos of this year. It was like, there might be 8-0, but that ain't an 8-0 group.
Yeah. I think the Broncos this year, though, are more legit than the I think the Broncos are to a degree legit. I just think, as we've talked about, what's holding them back is their quarterback and maybe just their offense at large, because as Sean Payton does, it's sort of a mix of receivers that he goes with, usually not like a top number one guy. And I think for them, I wonder if they have enough on that side of the ball, but they do scare me. I it's not without fear that I look at that team. It's just that, as maybe the prototypical number one seed, I wouldn't fear them as much as like a Eagles team last year that was as
wagon,
you know, an absolute wagon, right? I don't look at the Broncos that way, and I don't look at any team in the AFC that way, because and as we've been talking about all day long, like, that's why I think the Patriots have as good a chance as anybody to get to the Super Bowl if they can stay healthy.
Yeah, and I don't know if I even look at anyone in the NFC that way, like with the Rams slipping up and, you know, Seahawks have Sam Darnold, like 49ers, maybe like they're fine. They might just be getting
Purdy's
healthy at the right time.
Excellent.
Purdy's been really good. Christian McCaffrey is, you know, every other year it's like Christian McCaffrey goes superhuman and then deals with an injury.
Yeah.
This is a superhuman year. So
I don't believe in
which
the
Bears. Congratulations to you if you had him on your fantasy team this season.
Yeah. I have him going in a fantasy championship this weekend. And I'm facing Drake May. So, selfishly, maybe I want the Patriots to, you know, just run the ball a bunch tomorrow and, you know, Drake May doesn't put up huge stats. But, it is. It's exciting. It's wide open. Do the Patriots need to get the number one seed, or can they win three playoff games to get to a Super Bowl?
I think that they can win three playoff games to win a Super Bowl. I think they should try and avoid doing that as much as possible, because, as I mentioned, the healthier they are, the better chance they're going to have of winning it all, which feels like an obvious statement, right? But this team needs to get healthy to make that run, because they don't have the depth to handle not being healthy right now. They can do that. I personally don't want them to have to play in Denver, because that's been a house of horrors for this franchise in the postseason. I don't think that means they can't win in Denver. I think if they somehow get the number one seed and can play Denver at Gillette, they will beat the Broncos. I do not fear the Broncos in that capacity. But yeah, if they can avoid playing the three games, yes, try to do that. But look, they've won on the road all season long. Like you said, they're on the precipice of being an 8-0 team or whatever on the road this season. So can go to Denver and win. It's just going to be hard.
Yeah. What does the 8-0 on the road tell you? Like, does it tell stories or just kind of, you know, a little bit of a weird statistical kind of achievement?
I think it's a little more fluky than people probably want to say it is. Especially, look, not to always talk about the schedule. It's been a weak schedule. But some of those road wins were impressive wins. Baltimore, Tampa, Buffalo. So I do think it's kind of a bit of a fluke, but it does speak to having a bit of sort of confidence in your game, regardless of where you're playing, that I think good teams have. So whether they lost two games on the road or no games on the road, I think if you have a good road record, it says the same thing as if you go undefeated on the road, if that makes sense.
I think one interesting historical note is that if the Patriots do win this game tomorrow, it's the third time in franchise history that they've gone undefeated on the road. Other two times, 2007.
What happened in 07?
2007 and 2016. And at the very least, both teams made the Super Bowl.
True. 16 was more fun.
Yeah. How those ended? Much different endings, let's just say.
I think I also saw, and I don't have it right in front of me, but I think I also saw that Drake May would be the youngest quarterback to ever go 8-0.
I did. I actually saw that on the text line. So shout out to whatever texter sent that in.
And if it's wrong, then blame the
texter. Yeah, right. That's why I made sure to say it as a texter.
You take those stats and shove it up your you-know-what.
All right, guys, we got final break here, and then we'll be back to wrap it up. WEI, I'm Scott McLaughlin with Tom Carroll and Joe.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Wow. All right, welcome back. Scott McLaughlin here with Tom Carroll and Joe Weil.
What's a Casbah?
I think it was a club. I think it was a club in New York or something.
Okay.
I just figured
it was important to ask.
If I'm remembering my Clash history at all. Often misheard as lock the cash box.
Right, right. I wanted to just make it clear. They were saying Casbah.
So I think a good place to wrap up here for the finals, for our final segment, before we take you into Texans versus Chargers, is the Drake May MVP discussion. Because Tom, earlier in the show, and we were kind of talking about some other things, so we couldn't, didn't really have a chance to get into it. You said you think Drake May should win the MVP. Now you look at the betting markets. It's a two horse race. Matthew Stafford, quarterback of the Rams, favored right now, -325 to -400, depending on where you look. Drake May clear second at, you know, +300-ish different places. And then it's a big drop off to Josh Allen in third, who, you know, had risen up those rankings after the Bills beat the Patriots. Josh Allen had a rough week against Cleveland last week. Bills still got the win, but he really didn't do much at all. And so he fell off. So what is the case for May over Stafford?
So I'm surprised that Stafford has such a heavy favorite lead over May right now, because I just look at where the Patriots would be without Drake May. And if you're going by value, MVP, most valuable player, it's not even close. I mean, this Patriots team would be a three-win team without Drake May. Like, is there a war stat for football that could kind of help me figure out what this is? Because I just think it's not even close. Where with Stafford, he's the heavy favorite. Yes, he's on a Rams team with Sean McVay with two really good receivers, where I think you could plug pretty much any top 15-ish quarterback in that system. And they're maybe not going to lead the NFL in touchdowns, but that team would still be really good. This Patriots team needs Drake May to be where they're at right now. And he's playing at a level where you look at every important quarterback stat, he's top five in all of them. So I know that might be like a very simple way to look at it, or maybe that's the more in-depth way to look at it. And the voters and the betting market is just going off of, well, you know, Stafford's thrown the most touchdowns, so, and he hasn't thrown a lot of interceptions. So there you go.
Give him
the award.
I do think that that really is it. He's thrown more passing yards. He has more passing yards than Drake May. He's got him beat by like 170-ish. And then on top of that, he's thrown 40 touchdown passes, 5 interceptions. Drake May, 25 touchdown passes, 8 interceptions. I do think it in a lot of ways it does boil down to that. But
it's just counting stats.
Well, which
matter. Like, for better or worse, it's like that is often how these MVP discussions go. Like, yeah, 40 touchdowns to 25, and then even if you add in May's 4 rushing, it's still 40 to 29.
Yeah,
like,
but
it is tough to overcome.
And Lamar had better stats on both fronts than Josh Allen, and Josh Allen won the award.
Yeah, so there. So in both cases, I think you have also kind of the narrative, that the story of it would work against May. Where last year, the story worked against Lamar because Josh Allen hadn't won. Lamar Jackson already won 2. And whether any voter would ever admit it, I do think there's a feeling of like, should Lamar Jackson really have 3 MVPs and Josh Allen still has 0? And I think that factored into it.
Yeah.
Whereas this year, I think the narrative, the story, again, voters won't admit to this stuff, but like it's hard to get away from, well, Matthew Stafford's going to be a Hall of Famer and he's never won the MVP, and Drake May might get a bunch more shots at this. So Stafford gets his MVP.
And I hear you, and I know that you're not making that argument, but as we've talked about, these windows in sports come and go so quickly, And I just wish that the voting body would use some nuance and be able to look at what Drake May has done with this group and how important and truly valuable he has been to this team with his arm, with timely uses of his legs, and say, yes, like, if we're going by the definition of what this award is, he is the MVP. Now, ultimately, winning is all that matters, right? Like, Super Bowl is the thing that matters most. I mean, could the average Patriots fan even tell you how many MVP awards Tom Brady won? Maybe, just because we're all kind of freaks around here. But ultimately, 7 rings is what matters for Tom Brady, not 2 MVP awards. 3, sorry, 07, 10, and 17. So there you go.
And hopefully, if any MVP voters are listening, Drake May, first in completion percentage, first in completion above expected, first in QBR, first in average yards per passing, and number 3 in QB rating. And then on top of that, EPA per play ahead of Matthew Stafford.
And if you're an MVP voter that's listening, call in and tell us why you are or aren't voting for May.
With 1 or 2 minutes to go here. 617-779-7836.
You mentioned EPA per play. Also, Drake May first just in total EPA. Like, if you just want to use that as a counting stat for, say, like, total value throughout the season, Drake May is at 123 expected points added. Matthew Stafford is 5th at 96.3.
Yeah. So, like, is that EPA sort of our, like, stand-in for WAR in this conversation?
Yeah, kind of. Like, it I, think, that, be, I right? think that's a reasonable sort of comparison.
I was thinking wins above quarterback, whack.
I like it. Get working.
That could
that.
Be our nerd stat to close things out here.
Yeah, perfect. There you go. Because I do hear our walk-off music starting to play. So, Patriots-Jets tomorrow, again, big game coming up next here on WEI, Texans-Chargers. Let's see, we got Bruins-Sabres tonight. So, lots going on, but that will do it for us. Tom, I know you got a couple more fill-in shifts. At least
yeah, I'll be back on the air here on Tuesday afternoon and then again on New Year's Day.
Yeah, Tom and I, New Year's Day, 10 a.m. So
lock in, baby.
Shit, shake off that hangover. Listen to us. All right, thanks for listening.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.